wanna know you.
Grace and blessings be multiplied to you, dear friend. Wumi Ademola here, your partner in the pursuit of intimacy with God. Last time on the broadcast, we discovered that holiness doesn't just mean that you stay away from sin. Holiness also means that you set yourself apart for God's use. You dedicate your entire life for the glory of God. Beloved, your life is not your own, that you should live it any way you want it. No, your life belongs to God, and you must let Him use your life for His glory. You must not, like the people of the world, pursue your own selfish human ambition. Instead, you must devote your entire life to the pursuit of God's divine mission. Today, be inspired and impacted as you listen to the continuation of the message, The Pursuit of Holiness. Heaven is our home, and we will get there in Jesus' name.
And right from my baby Christian days, I would intercede for my family, especially my father, because I had a special bond with my father. And I would open my mouth to share the gospel. It took about 10 years before my father came around, but he eventually did. Because I understood at that time, with the help of the Holy Spirit, my life doesn't belong to me. The reason why I live, that I'm going to school, that I'm working, doing this job or the other, it is all to serve one purpose, to advance the kingdom of God. To live a set apart life. And so he said, I have made you a watchman for the house of Israel. Therefore, hear a word from my mouth. This is God talking to this individual. He says, and give them warning for me. From me. In other words, give unbelievers warning. That's what God is telling you and me to do. He said in verse 18, when I say to the wicked, you shall surely die, and you give him no warning, nor speak to warn the wicked from his wicked way. You see, instead of warning the wicked today, we are condemning the wicked. Have you ever seen a place where a firefighter who is supposed to rescue someone that is drowning begins to tell the person, the firefighter has everything to use to save, begins to tell you, why you yourself, what did you find? Why did you go there? As the person is drowning, what's wrong with you? Why did you jump into the water? But that's what we are doing. We are condemning. I always tell people, I said, how else do you expect sinners to behave? They are sinners. They don't know better. It's not for us to condemn. It's for us to warn. It's for us to correct in a spirit of love. So he said, when I say give them warning, I tell the wicked you shall surely die. And you give them no warning. Now speak to one of the wicked from his wicked way to save his life. He said, that same wicked man will die in his iniquity. He will go to hell. But he says, I will require his blood at your hand. You are not where you are by accident. You are not at that good six-figure job by chance. There are some people there he is trusting you to reach. Holiness is living a selfless life. You know what I just want to pass across? That it is more than staying away from sin. It's not complete until you also preach the gospel. He says, if you don't speak to them, I will require. And that was what God was saying. He said, number one, you will not move from this neighborhood. Number two, if this woman dies in her sin, it's your fault. And then he now said in verse 19, he says, yet, if you want the wicked and he does not turn away from his wickedness, nor from his wicked way, he will die in his iniquity, but you have delivered your soul. Delivered your soul from what? Delivered your soul from hellfire, of course. So if you are serious about seeing God, you must live a holy life being a life devoted to the gospel. Don't say I'm not a pastor. I was not a pastor when I began to share the gospel. I was just a college student when I would share the gospel, because back in those days, and the church has to come back to those days. I don't know how the gospel of entitlement seeped into the body of Christ. That has made the church universal almost degenerate into a social club. When it's all about me. All about my needs. All about me feeling good. When I gave my life to Christ, I was made to understand It is a life, you are sacrificing your life. Whoever told you Christianity is easy lied to you. Jesus himself said, the road is difficult, and there are few that find it. Now, it's not difficult as in impossible, but Christianity is a life of service and sacrifice. Like Pastor said, it's also a race of responsibility. So this map of holiness is calling us to live our life devoted to him. It's not about you. It's about him. And it's about souls being won to the kingdom. And when you are able to live a life separated from sin and devoted to the gospel, that is a life of true holiness. Look at what the word of the Lord says in 1 Peter 2, the one that we read earlier in verse 9. Verse 9 said, you are a holy nation, you are a chosen people. But look at what it says in verse 11 of 1 Peter 2. I want to show you that the complete holiness message is stay away from sin and sell yourself out to the work of the gospel. Whether you are a doctor, teacher, there are people around you. Nobody works on an isolated island. And among the people around you, there are those who don't know Jesus. Pray for them. Talk to them about the Lord. God gave me a prophecy I shared during the prayer and fasting. And he told me, based off of Mark 6:33, he said, I am done being sugar daddy to anybody. He said, the only people that will see my glory and will enjoy my blessings this year are the people who seek my kingdom and righteousness. Can you see it right there? Righteousness and the kingdom. He said to such people who devote their life from this year to living right and to being serious about my work, he said, there is nothing I will not do for them. There is nothing I will not do for them this year. He said, I will even do more than they want. But listen to this. He said, to those who just think they can use me like they've been using me for the past years, and they are seeking things, they are not seeking my kingdom, they are not seeking righteousness, he said, I will do nothing for them. I'm warning you so that it doesn't come to December 31 and you say the word of the Lord wasn't true in DIC. The word of the Lord is true. For me, last year was a year of overflowing favor. For those who do what God says to do, the word of the Lord will always be true. So if you want the things you wrote on your list to come to pass, pursue holiness by staying away from sin and be serious about preaching this gospel. When you are serious about what concerns God, he will be serious about what concerns you. But don't think it's going to be as usual. If you trivialize what is important to him, it breaks the heart of God when souls go to hell. God will also trivialize your own matter. He says he's done being sugar daddy. He's not sugar daddy. Sugar daddy and sugar baby, they use themselves. God will not allow himself to be used. So tell your neighbor, say this year, stay away from sin and share the gospel of Christ. And say, I prophesy unto you, this will truly be your year of manifested glory. So, at the end you will write, but let's go to 1 Peter 2, 11. So that you can see how the message of holiness embraces both staying away from sin and sharing the gospel. Look at what it says in verse 11. Beloved, I beg you, as sojourners and pilgrims, abstain from fleshly lusts which war against the soul. Then he now said, having your conduct honorable among the Gentiles, live a upright life, so that when they speak against you as evildoers, they may, by your good works which they observe, glorify God in the day of visitation. The Message translation says, live an exemplary life among the natives, that is, among the people that you surround you, among your neighbors, your co-workers, so that your actions will refute their prejudices. You know, the world has a lot of prejudice about Christians because it's so sad. Some of us have not been good ambassadors of Jesus. But you should be that person that refutes their prejudices and changes their wrong impressions and say, yes, truly, this Jesus is real. He said he will refute their prejudices, then they'll be won over to God's side and be there to join in the celebration when he arrives. So there you see it. We are called to be holy, to live exemplary lives that will win other people over to Christ. By our life, by our words. And God will help us in Jesus' name. I said the Lord will help us in Jesus' name. It is our prayer this month that our Father will establish us as holy people unto Himself. Give us the grace to separate ourselves from sin. Give us the grace to share the gospel. It's not hard to share the gospel. You have tracts. First of all, begin with your life. Tracts. Invite people to church. If you see somebody going through something or struggling with something, don't join them to condemn them. You are the Savior. Tell them simply, Jesus loves you.
Beloved, the greatest decision that you could ever make is the decision to accept God's free gift of salvation. And so I want to invite you today to make the decision to make Jesus Christ your Lord and your Savior, to surrender your life completely unto Him. And all you need to do is to surrender your life today. Ask Him to save you from your sins, to give you a brand new heart, and help you to follow Him all the days of your life. And if you make that decision today, I'd like to email you an e-copy of my book, Up Close and Personal with Jesus Christ. That book is going to help you to better understand what it really means to be a Christian and how you can live your life 100% for the Lord Jesus Christ. All you need to do is to email me at knowinggodradio@gmail.com. I look forward to hearing from you. And also remember that you should feel free at any time to send me your prayer request and praise report at the same address. I look forward to hearing from you. God bless you.
Thank you for tuning in to today's broadcast. We believe you've been truly been empowered to grow deeper in love with God. If you'd like to be added to our mailing list for news about upcoming broadcasts, please feel free to email knowinggodradio@gmail.com. That's knowinggodradio@gmail.com. You may also email your prayer requests and prayer reports of how God has blessed you by this program to this address. We look forward to hearing from you. Knowing God Radio with Wumi Ademola is a production of the Dominion Lifestyle Media. For more information about our church and inspirational ministry resources, please visit our website at www.dominionlifestyle.org.
I want to know.